Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's hot? Who's not? Drake May's got a lot of Pro Bowl votes.
I'm done. Fitzy, the Pro Bowl voting. You see the update?
We're number one, baby.
Damn right we are. Drake May has 64,576 Pro Bowl votes, leading all players, all positions. Second is Jackson Smith and Jigba with 55,000 and change. Then Christian McCaffrey, Micah Parsons, Jonathan Taylor. You want to find the next quarterback? You got to go to Matthew Stafford at 50,000. He's ninth behind a fullback, Kyle Juszczyk.
Can we talk about who's number 10 on the list?
Sure.
I mean, proving that it truly is just a ballot box stuffing popularity contest. Travis Kelce not only does not deserve to be in the Pro Bowl, Travis Kelce is just flat out having a terrible season. And I don't think I have ever seen a pass catcher lead the league in volleyball-style interceptions to the other team like Kelce has. I think three times this year Mahomes has been picked, and the ball flat out just clanged off of Kelce's hands.
Well, there's been a lot of those memes or stats making the rounds, how many drops there's been, deflected passes, things of that nature that, you know, Patrick Mahomes is going to take the L, as they say, but that he hasn't gotten a lot of help. And if anything, he's gotten a lot of players that have been detrimental to the Chiefs' cause at times this year. So I just think that's interesting. Drake May is, now you said it, it is ballot stuffing. I don't know if you see what these teams do. The Patriots did one where if you retweeted the tweet, it included Julian Ashby, Andy Borogalis, Bryce Behringer, and Brendan Schooler. So if you retweeted it, they all get a Pro Bowl vote. Like, what if I'm an objective fan and I just want to give Borogalis my Pro Bowl vote? Like, I'm stuffing the ballot box for Julian Ashby if you make me retweet this. So there's definitely a lot of that, Fitzy. Definitely. Yeah.
And what if I don't even know who Julian Ashby is? Now, you and I are hardo enough that we know that that's your rookie long snapper out of Vanderbilt, I believe, yes?
To be fair, I Googled him when I wanted to ask Jeremy Springer a question on a Friday about the rookie specialists. So up until that point, all I knew is they had a rookie long snapper. I was not technically aware of his official birth name.
Yeah, your three quarterbacks outside of the top 10 following Drake May and Matthew Stafford. Third vote getter is Josh Allen, then Dak Prescott. Both of that make sense because they're outside of the MVP circle, but still having great seasons. And then Mahomes, number five, coming off of his worst game as a professional last night.
So I hope Drake May wins the voting, because I think that's just another example of where he's at, where the Patriots are at, where this is going, his star power. You're back. And as I said, you use the example, if you want to try to buy a Drake May jersey right now for Christmas, good luck. I hope the person you're buying it for is a large person, because those are most of the only sizes that are available, the 2 and 3 XLs. But Drake May leading the Pro Bowl vote getting in his second year. I think it's pretty safe to say he will be a Pro Bowler, and there's other aspirations and awards beyond that. Speaking of Drake May, let's go to the guest line and talk to the quarterback of the New England Patriots on a Patriots Monday, brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices, or at northeastmenshealth.com. By Windward Mental Health, start your healing journey now at windwardmentalhealth.com. And by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Drake May, how are we doing this week? How was the bye?
What's going on? Yeah, it's good to get some time off and watch some football and get ready back to it. So we got a big one at home.
Before we get into some of the other stuff, we actually just gave away a Drake May autographed football here in our QB Under the Tree contest, and we were looking at your autograph, and I wanted to ask you, are you one of those guys, like, growing up, when you were younger, did you practice your autograph, hoping someday you were going to be somebody worthy of giving an autograph? How did your autograph come about?
Mine's pretty simple. I just kind of, I got a short name, thanks to my parents, so just kind of try to make it, I probably need to make it a little more, eligible to read, but I think, just try to throw my number on there, make sure they know it's me, but I think it's something that I think when you see a cool signature, it's pretty cool, so I've many changed mine sometime down the road, make it memorable.
So, Drake, we were also just discussing here in the show moments before you called in that you are currently the leading vote-getter for the 2025 NFL Pro Bowl. How does that feel, and how nice is that to know that your fans here and fans abroad in the NFL are voting for you?
Yeah, like I said, I think just shout out to our fans. They've been great all year long. We travel well. We're all across the nation, the globe, and it's probably credit to them and credit to the guys around me. We've made some plays this year. We've got hopefully a few left in us, and we got to go make some on Sunday and continue to go at it. And like I said, give them something to cheer for.
Drake, I believe I saw on Twitter that you had an event at Gillette Stadium over the weekend, but did you watch some football, whether it was Saturday? Did you watch some college football? Did you catch any of the Bills, Bengals yesterday? Did you watch some football?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of college football on Saturday. Sunday, got to watch a lot of NFL games, had the quad box going, so got able to see some football, and it was weird not playing on throughout the week. It felt weird, but good to get back at it, and a big one at home, like I said.
Drake, have you had a chance to go back and rewatch the Buffalo game from Week 5? And if so, is there anything you took away from your effort, the team's effort, and things you would like to improve upon before this highly contested, much anticipated rematch?
Yeah, I think first off, their defense, they're very sound. They got good players over there. They got great players. And I think it's a challenge every week, playing a division opponent that we know well, and know that they may keep some stuff the same, some different, and just try to, learn as much as I can from the first game, and try to see what kind of carries on once you get into the game, what kind of they're trying to keep the same or what they're trying to do different. And really just the biggest thing is try to, duplicate the win we got and try to make it another one.
Patriots quarterback Drake May here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. I know you guys were out on the practice field earlier today. How important is it to rev back up or get the momentum or energy going? What was it like being back out there after a week off?
Yeah, I try to throw a little bit, on the days that we weren't practicing, just to not go, a lot of days without, getting my arm going or throwing the football. So it's always good for the guys to get their legs back underneath them and, run some routes and make some plays. So it was good to, get the guys back and, get a lift and kind of get your body back going. Really has an extra day to get ready for Sunday.
Does playing somebody like Josh Allen, he's the reigning MVP. Obviously, he and Buffalo have won the AFC East for the last 5 years, and he's generally regarded as one of the best players in the NFL. Does playing somebody like Josh, does that help you elevate your game and really get your juices flowing before a game?
I mean, anytime. I really try to get my juices flowing for every game. But it's a little different when you're playing, the MVP, one of the best players in the league. He plays at such a high level. He's fun to watch when he's playing, and I know it's big fan of him off the field and got to know him a little bit, and he's been great to me, and I think one of the biggest things is he leads the team, and they've won it a long time, and they've won this division 5 or five or so years straight. So we've got a chance to kind of do that, and we're calling it championship week on this week. So we got to play at a high level and know that on the other side of the ball, it's he gets some chance. A great chance every Sunday.
I know you have to play against him, so I don't want you to pump his tires too much necessarily. But as a young quarterback, you told us once upon a time you studied Aaron Rodgers' grip, for example. Are there things you study from guys like Josh Allen or Joe Burrow or Patrick Mahomes to try to learn from and maybe install as part of your game?
Yeah, I think there's stuff you see on tape. We've gotten fortunate enough with him in the division. You see a lot of the same, really all the same teams that that we play, the Bills play, so you get to see him on tape. You get to see, different things he's doing in protection, different things he's doing, pump faking guys, extending plays, throwing down the field. Like I said, I think it's an awesome experience for me to, watch games that defense that he's played and see how they, how they handled him. And, I think he's at a different level than I am with how defenses are really honed in on stopping him. So, maybe a laid back variation of what they do for me, and just try to handle it from there.
Vidarian Lowe, who's been filling in at left tackle, had nothing but glowing things to say in a recent interview about Garrett Bradbury, your center. We haven't heard much about Garrett this season. How has that relationship gone? Because considering it's such an important relationship, the center to quarterback exchange and everything that takes place between you guys.
Yeah, Garrett's been being one of the biggest parts of our offense. He's a head honcho up front. Gets those guys in the right spot. He helps me on getting the right assignments going. He's great for the room, the O-line room in general, the offensive room of keeping the vibes up. And he's been a great addition. He's from Charlotte, so we grew up probably 30 minutes from each other. A little bit older than I am. He went to NC State, obviously my rival, but just a guy who gets it. He's played a long time, played at a high level, won some, had some good teams in Minnesota, and just glad he's meant the world to me and my progression between our relationship, and just helping me not only with on the field, off the field, and just growing up and learning the life of the league. And he's been a huge addition, and he's been awesome to have in the locker room. And I'm glad, like I said, I'm glad he's playing with us, and look forward to going out there every day on every game day on Sunday, knowing I'm under center with him, and he's battled and done a great job in protection and go on. He's been a huge light for us. Like I said, can't say enough about him.
Drake, in the old days when your coach was still playing here, Bill Belichick used to call these games hat and T-shirt games, because if you win the game, they give you a division champ hat and T-shirt afterwards. Has that been talked about at all this week? Did Coach Vrabel bring that up? Is that motivation that you can sort of check off one of those first goals that every team has when it starts a season?
Yeah, I think it was one of our goals, this year to win our division. And it's pretty cool. You see, that come to life. And one of the biggest things that Coach Vrabel's big on is, going out and earning it and knowing what a chance we got to do. But, at the same time, all that hat, T-shirt stuff, I think, the best thing that I heard from Coach McDaniels was is, you really keep the one. That's the big one at the end. You don't really, care as much about, the ones you get for, the ones along the way. The one at the last game is the big one that you really hold on to. So that's what we're trying to work to. And, I know a lot of people, out there are trying to work to the same goal. So it's a tough challenge.
I'm sure a lot of Patriots fans would love to see you guys take the crown back after it's been in Buffalo for 5 years, considering how many times the AFC East was won previously. And that word champion, Mike Vrabel, your coach, hasn't shied away from using the champion word at all. I'm just curious if you're comfortable throwing around words like that, or if you're superstitious and don't like talking about things like that before you actually accomplish them.
Like I said, I think it makes sense, because we got it right in front of us in this week, the possibility to be AFC champion. So I don't think it's superstition, or it's a real a real fact of what happens in the outcome of this game. I don't think it's something you have to shy away from. It's something that makes you motivated to come out here and playing at home against a team that's been ahead of been in the lead in the AFC East to want to do it and want to do it on our home turf. And I think it's it's motivation. I wouldn't say it's something you shy away from.
Drake, I know you have a good relationship with Hunter Henry, obviously on the field, but also off the field. He was named the team's winner of the Walter Payton Award this year. He'll be nominated for the league-wide award. Safe to say that you think he's well-deserving of that honor and not surprised that he got it?
Yeah. I mean, he's just a great example. You know, each and every day in that locker room for, you know, me and young players and, you know, even older players, how he carries himself, how he works in the community, how he's raising his kids, how he's strong in his faith. He's become one of my best friends, and I'm just glad to be, you know, able to, you know, play alongside him and you know, watch him each and every day. And it's cool when you spend a lot of time with guys and the NFL. You spend more time around each other than you do with your families, and really, you know, it's enjoyable going every day and you know, throwing to Hunter in practice and you know, beating him in ping pong and little things like that. So he's been awesome.
I feel like we'd be remiss if one of us didn't ask you a quick question about this as well, moment of levity. You know, during the bye week, you rest up a little bit, try to get some throws in, watch a little tape, et cetera. Meanwhile, your wife has taken over the internet and Michael May now with the Bakesmas, sampling some of the good stuff, and it's delicious and everything. But have you ever checked out the comments to see the way that Patriots fans have now gotten behind her and all the love that they throw you in the comment section? It's hilarious.
Yeah, a lot of my friends and family members, you know, laugh at them and always tell me to go look. I think, you know, I don't really watch her videos much. They come up, you know, sometimes when I see her making them, and I think they're funny. But, no, it's been awesome in her little journey and, you know, doing Bakemas right now. So I get the good part of trying all her stuff she bakes and try to bring some leftovers into the building. And I think people up north kind of struggle with the double name of getting her name, or her name's a double name, Ann Michael. So hopefully people figure that out. But no, she's a superstar, and she's been a big addition for me, you know, living with, you know, being up here and living with.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I can tell you she's huge with, like, college girls. My son's girlfriend, all her friends love your wife and her recipes. So I wanted to ask you, which recipe is the best? I'm sure you've sampled them all. Which is the best? Which is your favorite?
Ooh, she made some oatmeal cream pies that I loved the other day. I don't know. She's really up to make whatever. I love her regular cookies, chocolate chip cookies. She does it all. She cooks good dinners. So, you know, really whatever she's up for, she'll try whatever.
Wow. And I saw that you made a, after the win against the Giants, she said it was like 12:30 at night and you did a little drive-by cameo and popped your head in afterwards.
Yeah. Well, She's dedicated to Bakemas.
All right, Drake, it's your favorite time. It's time for May or May Not.
It's time for a weekly peek. May or may not. Inside the likes, loves, mind, and style of New England's quarterback.
May or may not.
May not!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Okay, Drake, you said you watched a little football over the weekend, college football. We had the college football playoff announced. There's some chaos. There's some controversy. So the expanded college football playoff may or may not.
I think I'm a fan. I think it makes it
you know, a little bit like, you know, playoff like with the amount of teams and, you know, getting a bye and, lots more teams in it. I think it was a great addition when they did the 4-team and then expanded it to 12. I think 12 is the right number. I think, these teams will figure out kind of the best way to get there. And, I know they got some group of five teams. So I'm a fan. I'm a big fan. I think it's been a cool addition to college football and fun to watch.
One of the big things that Mike Vrabel likes to say is no naps, no falling asleep at the wheel, no taking any moments off. So I have to ask you, Drake May, just taking a nap in general, are you a fan, may or may not?
I'd probably say I'm in the middle. I think on a plane rides we have, I try to fall asleep, and maybe at a night game I'll try to get in a nap, but not on my normal typical days, but I think it's always nice to try to keep the naps you know, short and sweet, not try to, you know, be lousy for the day.
Christmas season is upon us, so Christmas Vacation is the best holiday movie or special, may or may not.
Christmas Vacation, the best. I think that's a stretch. I'll probably say may not. I think there's some good Christmas movies out there. I think Elf. I'm probably more fan of Elf and Will Ferrell. So,
Drake, I've allowed my children to run the house. They've gotten their way. Now we have a dog and two cats. I'm running a zoo here at my house. So, I'm curious. Pets, having pets at the house, may or may not.
Pets, I think it's a may not for right now. I think down the road I maybe would enjoy a dog, but I told my wife a dog right now, if I'm the one watching it, she needs to get a dog sitter because I won't be doing much with the dog.
That is the right answer. As someone who has a puppy of 4 months and 2 months right now, it is chaos. You do not have time for a dog right now. And finally for me, football in the snow. We saw it yesterday in Buffalo between Burrow and Josh Allen. Football in the snow, may or may not?
I think may. I think it looks awesome. I think it used to be one of my favorite things, you know, growing up when we got snow in North Carolina to go out there and throw the football and play snow football. So I think looking forward to it. I heard it's not as bad conditions as really heavy rain. So I think it'd be sweet to have a snow game and they'll play in the snow here in Boston.
It's epic. And the snow angels to follow. Last one for me. The show Fear Factor is returning to television. Squeamish things like, you know, challenges with snakes and bugs and everything like that, may or may not?
Probably may not. I mean, my older brother had a pet snake growing up, but you know, really not too, you know, much of my liking, but we had a pet snake growing up. I thought that was pretty cool. So,
all right, it's time now for the quarterback question of the week, which is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. Comes from Bill in Barnstable, and he's seen you at some Celtics games, some Bruins. He knows you're a fan of Boston sports. Well, Major League Baseball hot stove is heating up. It's free agency time. And Bill wants to know, if you were going to sell Pete Alonso, Kyle Schwarber, or some high-priced free agent on the city of Boston, what would you say to them?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think just the way this city and the New England area kind of embraces sports players and professional sports players is one of the coolest things I've been a part of. You know, watching them embrace me and embrace, you know, my teammates and some of the other athletes and how you know, beloved you know, some of the famous guys, Big Poppy, and you know, some of the greats, Tatum right now, and you know, Pasta with the Bruins has been really cool for me, and it's one of the I think it's the greatest, you know, sports city in the country. And I think, you know, Schwarber knows a little bit about it playing here, and you know, Pete was in New York, and there's a lot of other teams in New York, so you know, can't speak exactly for what it's like there, but I know you know, in New England and in this area, it's you know, it's 24/7, you know, caring about, you know, their teams, and you know, it's us, it's us, you know, the Bruins and the Pats and the Celtics and you know, the Red Sox, it's us four, and they care, you know, a great deal about us. And I think it's the city of champions. I mean, that's what they say. And I think that's what we try to prove and give them something to cheer about. And these fans take it well.
All right, Drake, appreciate the time. I'm glad you enjoyed your bye. And good luck against the Bills on Sunday in that battle with Josh Allen and company. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Go Pats.
What happened? Pats. I'll just sneak it in there for him. Go Pats. Because I heard Josh Allen, when he finished his post-game interview against the Bengals yesterday, say, go Bills. Josh Allen on the field was like, go Bills.
No.
Drake, go back. Do you need to call back, Drake? If you need to call
that
back,
becomes,
we can put you on.
Before that becomes a podcast, Dan or Stan, just edit that in.
Thank you, guys. Go Pats.
Okay, there it is.
There it is.
All is right in the world. They came out of the bye, and he said, go Pats.
All right, up next, we're running a little behind here. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's past 5 o'clock. It's time for The Drive. We'll hear a little more Marcus Jones. We might talk a little bit about a couple things Drake May said there. I thought it was real interesting. Not only his City of Champions answer. Come on, Pete Alonso. He said there's lots of teams in New York. Come be special with the Red Sox. But also the use of the word champion around Gillette these days. That's up next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.